Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were talking about the necessity for a Christian to seek God's will, and the more we seek His will, the more He reveals to us. Let's continue with that discussion today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Plant my feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says.
You know, when the Lord heals you, and it looks like you could have been killed, just like I mentioned about the accident where I got hit head-on at 80 miles an hour, and I could have died that day, that moment. And yet, no problem. And so when I look at something like that, God kept me here for a purpose. Mine is to seek that purpose and to continually fulfill it. I knew when God called me to preach. I knew that specific call of preaching. Now, at the time, I didn't know if I'd be a pastor, an evangelist, or what. I just didn't know. I just knew He called me to preach. But what is interesting is that over the years, He revealed more and more. Now, I'm at that age. I'm in my 70s. You'll hear this. When you hear this, I'll probably be 73 years old by that time. So, and I will be. But what I'm saying is that at 73, I've been going at it now for quite some time. When are you going to retire? This age, when are you going to retire? When are you going to retire? Well, if I sought the Lord's will as what to do in my life, I'm the pastor of Central Baptist Church. We have this radio station. We have a Christian school. This coming semester, we'll probably have right around 500 and some odd students. We've got a church. We're supporting over 140 missionaries. I'm not bragging about us. I'm just telling you how God has blessed us, okay? God did it, not me. God did it. Okay, so you'd say, man, that's a nice church. But let me tell you something. When God called me to come to this church, I fought against it, to be quite honest with you. My dad was the pastor, had been the pastor for 19 years. God had blessed it in a special way. And I had just started the church out west, and I had led about 35 people to the Lord in that year time, and got them coming to church and things of that nature. We were starting a church meeting in a rented elementary school building on Sundays, then in our home on Wednesday, or another one person that opened their home wanted us to meet there, but we met on Wednesdays that had the Bible study, and then on Sundays for church services morning and evening. So all those souls saved, was able to get another church, let us use their church on a Sunday afternoon when they weren't in there to have baptism. So those are just things that God blessed, and I couldn't understand leaving a church of a bunch of new believers in a place that I love those people, but also I love that area of the country and saw the great potential that was there. And so even being there, God impressed me that I needed to go back. But it took a while. I remember my dad flew out to where we lived just to say, our deacons voted, and we want you to come be my assistant for 2 years to learn this ministry and then take it over. When Dad left, him and my mom had flown out there. Now they're both with the Lord, but when they flew out there, I heard him say that, and then I told my wife later that evening and told her about what had happened. I was out with my dad somewhere, and he had said this to me. I says, now, we're not going to tell him no why he's here. We'll wait till they get home, and I'll call them to say no. Well, they're getting ready to leave, and I walked them in the airport to, back in that day, go to the tarmac with them, you know. Now, you can't do that today, of course, but back in that day, go to tarmac. So I walked to the tarmac with them and him and Mom, and they were getting on the steps to walk up to the jet, and he stopped, turned around, and he says, now remember, Before you say anything, I told you to pray about it. I said, okay. And I will. And so when I started praying, I said, Lord, help me to help Dad understand why, no, I shouldn't go back. And I did. There was a conviction about me. No, that's not the way you're supposed to pray. And in the same town, there was another church I had preached in a few times for a pastor. He and I are good friends and loved. I said, man, I said, I'd love to have your buildings. And I would have, because we were renting a place, you know, and he had nice building, nice everything there, and a good location. And I just thought, wow, that sure be nice. But when people came to visit our church from his church, I says, no, don't come here. Now that's your pastor over there. That's your church over there. We don't want you leaving your church to come help us. And I was very serious about it. I thought that was a principle. So I did that. But what is so interesting about all of it, though, is that I started, I think that was in about May of the year, June, somewhere around there, maybe May, maybe the early part of June. I'm not sure when it was. All I do remember is this. I got so spent up that I would be up all night. I would go days of fasting. I just thing after thing trying to explain to God why. Okay. You can imagine trying to explain to God why you shouldn't go back, why this is where I should be. Well, finally, it affected me so much. I was walking. I'd go out for a walk in the desert. We lived near the desert, and I would walk out in the desert for hours and just carry a Bible with me and pray. But through all of that, I finally was convinced. I mean, after several months, I think it was about August that I was finally convinced that, okay, Lord wants me to go back. So I called my dad. I said, Dad, okay, it's been about 3 or 4 months now. So, yeah, I believe that he wants me to come back. I don't understand it, but I believe he comes, and I'll come. I didn't know if he was going to say, well, son, it's been so long, I just changed my mind. But no, he didn't. He said, okay, and he started setting things up. But what was interesting, that one guy that we'd become close friends, a pastor at that other church, after I said that to my dad, it was just like a big, heavy load was lifted off me. You've heard people say that. I actually experienced that. It was just like, as soon as I said that, a load that I didn't realize was there was just lifted off me. I didn't realize the burden that was there till he did that. So one of the Bible verses I had in going to the ministry for the first church I pastored and ever since is that there's a door open in 1 Corinthians 16:9. A door open and effectual. But there are many adversaries. And I found that there are adversaries, and many times they're among God's people. But I was just a little bit reluctant up to that point. Then I said, okay, we'll go. That load was lifted off me. The very next day, that pastor friend of mine gave me a call and said, I just received a call to go up to another church. It was up way up in the northwest section of the United States. And he says, I'm going to take it. My people would like you to come and be their pastor, at least be the interim for a bit. And I said, man, if you'd called 24 hours ago, I would have taken that as a call of God, and I would have gone. And that's probably true. I probably would have said, okay, that's where the Lord wants me. Because I always wanted to have that church because of the location and everything else. Well, I still had a hard time once I left there and come back. I'd be an assistant for 2 years and then take over. But I can remember, I wrote letters to those people, led to the Lord and all that, and going back and forth with them. And all of those people moved from that place. They moved to other states. One of them moved to heaven, okay? And maybe several others have moved to heaven since. But once they got in other states and other places, I quit writing them. I wanted their pastor to be their pastor. But I'm saying all of that just to say God led me all the way. I found his purpose, said I'm going to fulfill his purpose. So when people ask me, when are you going to retire? It still works the same way. When he calls me to retire, I promise you, I'll retire because I know he'll be taking care of me. And we have over 20-some years of broadcast on the Lamp and Light radio broadcast, 5 days a week, 15-minute broadcast. So we replay about 20-something years, you know, then if it stays on and people keep running it, then you'll get to start over at the first and go all the way back 20-something years. So I'm just saying all that. Just say, know what God has called you to do. Know what God has called you to do, and you stick with it. Don't get away from it. Now, it seems like I've gotten away from what we're looking at here, but I wanted to share that with you because I want you to know that God has a purpose for your life. Yours is not to choose what you want to do. Yours is to see, what does God want me to do? So as we were looking there, and I told you about Paul's testimony there in Romans chapter 7. And those verses that he had there, those last two verses, though, in verses 24 and 25, were very interesting to me. And verse 24 says, he said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" Then he says, verse 25 of Romans 7, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Now, having said that, you remember? We said, Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me." Even the Apostle Paul, who the Holy Spirit used to write that passage, had to do things through the Holy Spirit, through Christ, by His Word. So, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." But now, how do you stay there? How do you stay in that place? How do you stay in that walk? Well, not only Philippians 4:13, but Philippians 4:8, which is just a few verses before that, which says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on those things." The idea is meditate on those things. So, where are you going to find these things that are like that? I mean, where are you going to find it? Where do you find those things that are honest, that are true, that are just, that are pure, that have virtue? They are lovely in the sight of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His firm foundation.